Recorded Books and RB Digital present Last Pen Standing, A Stationery Shop Mystery by Vivian Conroy, narrated by Molly Griggs. Chapter 1. Even though the sign of her destination was already in sight, calling out a warm welcome to Tundish, Montana, the town with a heart of gold, Delta Douglas couldn't resist the temptation to stop her car, reach for the sketchbook in the passenger seat, and draw the orange and gold trees covering a mountain flank all the way to where the snow-peaked top began. From this exact point, their autumnal glory was reflected in the water of a clear blue lake that stretched without a ripple. Delta could just see this image reproduced on wrapping paper, notebooks, or postcards. Until today, all her ideas for her own line of stationery products had lived only in her sketchbook, hidden away in her bag while she worked hard at her regular job as a graphic designer for a large advertising agency. But on Delta's 30th birthday, Gran handed her an envelope. The elderly lady had had a mysterious smile that made Delta's heart race. Leaning over and pecking her on the cheek, Gran had whispered, "Why wait until I'm dead? You're my only granddaughter, and I'd rather have you spend it now while I'm still here to see what you do with it." Inside the envelope had been a check for an amount that to some people might have represented a trip around the world, a boat, or the down payment on an apartment. But for Delta, it had symbolized independence, a way to leave her steady but stressful job with too many tight deadlines and finally do what she had always dreamed of, start her own business. During summer holidays at Gran's as a little girl, Delta had sat on the kitchen table for hours drawing her own postcards, experimenting with watercolors and crayons, charcoal and felt tips. Gran had arranged for her to man her own stall at the church fair and sell off her creations. It had been amazing to see her work bring in actual money. Some locals had even placed orders with her for Christmas cards, which she made back home and sent out to Gran to distribute. That sense of accomplishment had always stayed with her, and in her free time, she had continued to draw, cut, and paste with purpose, creating a portfolio of fun ideas that brightened her days. And suddenly, with Gran's gift, her own stationery shop was finally within reach. It hadn't taken Delta long to take the plunge. She handed in her resignation at the agency in downtown Cheyenne, Wyoming, and crossed off the days until she could clear her desk, clean out her apartment, and drive away from the city she had called home for more than 7 years. With every mile of her 2-day road trip to the Bitterroot Valley, she had felt more excitement rush through her veins. She was now officially her own woman, ready to take a leap of faith and drive into a brand new adventure in the small community tucked away at the foot of these glorious mountains. Delta breathed in the spicy air, which still carried the warmth of summer. The sun was high in the sky, and the wind that had been tugging at her car during the ride had finally died down. She felt almost hot in her thigh-length knit vest, black jeans, and boots. Sneakers would have been better, but they were safely packed in the trunk with the rest of her limited luggage. Since she had rented a furnished apartment in Cheyenne and donated to a charity shop most of the small stuff she didn't want to lug around, she hadn't had to pack a lot of things for the move. Just clothes, her many sketchbooks, pencils, and other drawing materials, and laptop. In Tundish, she'd move in with her best friend from college, Hazel, who ran the stationery shop where Delta was going to be co-owner. Her heart beat faster just thinking about it. Her own shop, and the freedom to design products for it. She couldn't wait to get started. Having put the sketchbook with her brand new autumnal design back on the passenger seat, she hit the gas and zoomed into town. Tundish had been developed when settlers migrated to Montana for gold and logging. Most houses were made of wood and built in a sturdy Western style, some with dates carved into the front, placing these builds firmly within the 19th century. The word gold appeared everywhere. In street names, on signs pointing in the direction of an old mine site, or to the gold mining museum. However, Delta wasn't looking for gold. She was on a hunt for something even more precious, the old sheriff's office that housed the shop of her dreams. Painted powder blue with black trim, the building sat on Maddox Street, like a dependable force. It still had the hitching post in front where riders had tied up their horses before storming in to bring word of a bank or train robbery.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?